Okay, so we're here with Rita, and she's going to tell us a story about, like, chance or some moment that was interesting.
So I'm Rita, and a story of chance was I went to Hapa. It's like a sushi place down in Pearl Street, and I was thinking all day about a song, and then that time when I was ordering sushi, I was waiting, and I heard the song, Come On, and it was just, like, super surprising because I was thinking about it at the exact moment, and yeah.
Nice. What song was it?
It was called Rise Up by Andrea Day.
I love that song. So good. Yeah. So, like, how did it make you feel? Were you like, whoa?
I was super, like, surprised. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, it's happened a lot of times when I'm listening to the radio, and then I think a song's going to come on, and it does. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
So, like, who were you with, and did you, like, tell whoever you were with about what happened?
I was actually with my mom, but she went to the bathroom, so I was all alone when this happened, so. But I wrote it down just to remember that.
Nice.
Thank you.
Fantastic. You want to ask her about her story?
So, do you have any stories about chance or, like, coincidence?
I have, like, not a super specific story, but it's just, like, in general with you, my best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, we just, like, telepathically say the same thing sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel like when we do say so?
I don't know. It just, like, shows me how we have such, like, a strong best friend bond. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel good about that. Like, it's great.
Yeah. What are some examples of, like, how we do it? Or, like, how we accidentally...
Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes for example, if we, like, see someone, then we're both like, oh, that looks like Billie Eilish or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or, like, they look like so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For example.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely makes me feel shocked.
Yeah. It's so cool. Like, mm-hmm. It's cool how two people or more can, like, have the same thoughts even without, like, telling mm-hmm. the other person.
And, like, finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, it's like, it just shows how connected some people can be.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's rare when that happens.
Thank you.
Well, I was a bachelor for 65 years in the photo business. I was such a vagabond. You couldn't settle me down. I had, you know, girlfriends along the way and such. But every time I'd get a job working perfectly, it was time to depart, buy a plane ticket, and take my bike somewhere and ride for 6, 8, 10 weeks and come back and start over. So 5 years ago, after I left Austin, came boom to Boulder. I was going back to finish a project that I couldn't do when I worked there because there was just never time. So after I retired, I volunteered mm-hmm. for a month-long project in February. And a friend of ours said, I have just the woman for you. And she told my future wife, I have just the man for you. We're having a Valentine's party. If you want to come along, there's no pressure. I showed up. Sat at the table, looked around, said, I don't think she's here yet. Her part of the story is she walked up to the door, saw me through the window, and her knees buckled. I went, uh-huh. So the first 10 seconds of eye contact was like, yep, this is it. 3 months before, I had written a little assignment for personal growth. It was describe your life from your journal 5 years in the future, all in the past tense. It took me 2 days to write 2 paragraphs. The first sentence was, I met the love of my life. On her birthday, 3 weeks before we met, she had walked a labyrinth and spoke out loud of her hopes and dreams for the man she wants to meet. We met 3 weeks later. We've been together, and speaking of serendipity, saying the same thing at the same moment, constantly, daily, and our life is filled with laughter.
I used to always tell this story because I thought it was super cool and miraculous about this sunflower seed that I was given in my middle school shop class. We planted them in a little Dixie cup at school, and once it sprouted, we were able to take them home and plant them in our backyard. And I brought it home, and my dad helped me, and I kind of forgot about it. I think it was probably summertime after that, and just forgot about it. And then my dad came and found me one day and said, "Come outside, I want to show you something." And when I went out there, the sunflower had grown to be 12 feet tall, and it was just so beautiful and tall. And we took a photo, maybe a Polaroid, with me just with my arms open and like with the sunflower taller than I was. I was in sixth grade at the time. So I always thought that was super cool, and just the magic of the flower and the seed. But when I was preparing to do a toast at my friend's wedding this summer, I was thinking about this story and realizing that there was actually a real true miracle that had happened behind the scenes. And that was that my dad very quietly and consistently was cultivating this flower and watering it and fertilizing it and protecting the new growth. And I didn't even know this was happening. And that miracle was love. So the story has a new meaning for me now, just knowing like all the countless small acts that went into cultivating such a beautiful flower. And thank you.
Beautiful.